So on December 21st, I woke up and looked at the headlines on BBC, and there was a story about Muslims on a bus in Kenya saving Christians from being massacred. I scuttled my plans for the day, as they would say, in England, and I didn't have any plans. From Nairobi, travel across the country to an arid northern little border town. If you leave early in the day, you'll still be on your way long after the sun is going down. It began as just a ride to the other side, but then was interrupted by the sound of the shattering of glass as the driver tried to pass the men with guns there on the dusty desert ground. There were two already dead, another shot as she fled. No question here whose lives were now at stake. When all is said and done, it is instances like this one when every move is one that just might make or break. All passengers get out, men with guns began to shout, "You Christians now get up against the wall." But then everyone stayed still, saying, "Now do as you will, you may leave, or you may kill us all." It wasn't far away, just over a year ago today, when people were massacred exactly in this manner. The pattern, it was clear, all the Muslims here would be safe if they just stood beside this banner. Headscarves passed from hand to hand among this human band. Live together or together fall. And then nobody moved, showing each of them approved of saying, "You may leave or you may kill us all." Wasn't set in stone, there's no way they could have known that this time, this act of solidarity would see the gunmen leave, goals left unachieved on the border there in Mandera County. But sometimes you take a chance, then at a second glance you find you've changed the world with the passing of a shawl. There are those who will remember, those who on one day in December said, "You may leave, or you may kill us all. You may leave."